A new era for gun control is continuing in Vermont. The Vermont House has given final approval to a bill that sets a waiting period for the purchase of handguns and sent the measure to the governor. S-169 received preliminary approval Wednesday in the Vermont House on an 82-258 roll call vote, and on Thursday morning, a voice vote provided final approval of the measure.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it, and you have passed S-169 in concurrence.
The key provision of the bill establishes a 24-hour waiting period for the purchase of handguns. Supporters argue it would prevent suicides by providing a cooling-off period before a purchaser gets a gun. Mary Chernock, a volunteer with the Vermont chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense America, says she became involved in the gun safety movement because of suicides that occurred in her village.
That's the biggest gun problem we have in Vermont, is suicide. And you know who's at risk? Men. Male suicide rate is very high because, first of all, men choose to use guns. Women do not. People who want to have a firearm, it isn't hurting them to wait 24 hours as much as it hurts an impulsive teenager.
Sporting and gun rights groups in Vermont oppose the measure. Vermont Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs president Chris Bradley says a 24-hour waiting period is unnecessary and believes it's questionable whether the intent of the bill to reduce suicide and gun violence can be achieved.
I would like to think that this law, well-intentioned though it may be, might help, but given the fact that this was never even referred to the Committee on Mental Health, it was put forth specifically as a gun control measure under the guise of something that might help public health.
Gun Owners of Vermont President Ed Cutler says their research found there were only 4 suicides in the past 20 years in the state in which someone bought a firearm and used it within 2 days.
Realistically, it's taking away a person's right to self-defense. They're taking away their rights under Article 16. We have the lowest firearm death rate as far as violent crime, and it's already illegal for a number of ways for people to do what these people are saying is happening. So there are already laws on the book.
Last year, Governor Phil Scott raised the hackles of Vermont gun owners when he signed into law new gun control measures. The Republican has not said if he will sign or veto S-169. Cutler hopes the governor vetoes it.
If he does the right thing and vetoes that bill, we will forgive and forget what he did last year. If he stands with us from here on out, you know, everybody's entitled to one mistake. He made a mistake last year by asking for that bill. If he straightens that out this year, we'd be overjoyed with it, and we would literally put him up on a silver pedestal for standing with us.
The roll call vote during preliminary passage was not a veto-proof majority. Audio from the Vermont State House is courtesy of the live web stream provided by Vermont Public Radio. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.